Okay. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,757. Pat and Karen Lewis seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Riverwalk Drive in the Beaver Creek subdivision. The 911 address is 18841 Riverwalk Drive, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 30, parcel 517. Specifically, they're requesting a 7-foot variance for the rear. We did receive one letter in support. We received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Again, this is similar to the last one. This one was heard April 18th, and then there were questions from the board, so the staff and the attorney did subpoena the builder. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, just in that regard, the subpoenas were sent out to, there's a couple different individuals that we had with the builders, Brighton Homes. So I don't know if anybody from them is here, but certainly we can call them out at the appropriate time.
Okay.
And just as a clarification, I know with the previous hearing that we just heard, issues are very similar, but one of the things that I think, and I see Ms. McDonald here, and she'll probably want to correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the issues that, if I recall, at that previous hearing was that the issue with this one wasn't so much something that was predicted to be with other lots in the community.
Okay. So. All right.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Patrick Lewis, 18841 Riverwalk Drive.
And wait right here for me. You state your name and address for the record. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Okay. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I've got a list of items in front of me about the items that came up before when Pam was representing myself and my wife. And I'd just like to address, since we went through the case before us and listening to them, as I know them, absolutely factual. When we bought the house, the property that we selected, the lot that we selected in the meadows of Beaver Creek, we specifically wanted the lot because there's an easement next to it for utilities, and it allows an extra space. We have three Scottish Terriers, which tend to be a little rambunctious and loud, so we wanted to be as far away from our neighbors possible so we wouldn't bother them. We couldn't get away from the people on the other side of the house, but so that was why we picked the lot. The at the time of sales, Sheila was our salesperson. She had indicated that later we could put on a screened-in porch. However, as far as a variance came up or anything like that, that would have to be taken up at a later time. As Mr. Rickard has brought up, there has been, I would be negligent to say that it wasn't a situation that was caused by me, because I was not aware of the fact that we needed to get the variance that we had. We back up to a farm. I came from a location in Maryland where we had over an acre of land. We were not really used to where we were coming. That is entirely upon us. However, at this time, the reason why, or in addition to that, the reason why we didn't go with what the builder offered, which is a screened-in porch, a morning room, so on and so forth, we extended our master bedroom and our living area, the great room and the nook, and that took us out, I believe it's something like 6 feet. We did not have the money, just like, or the funds, to place the addition of a morning room. We had a choice between a morning room or this addition, some other things that we needed to take care of a personal basis. So we did not choose to have the builder do it. We have some friends that live in the neighborhood. They recommended that we get in touch with Del Coast because they had done their screen-in porch, and we were very, very happy with it. So we contacted them. At that time, Pam told us, after she looked at the plot and everything, that we would have to apply for a variance. To be quite honest, like I said before, the issue of a variance, that is totally, totally my... I'm not going to point the finger at a builder or anybody else. I should have been aware of that, but I was not. Now we have put the addition onto that, or the extension onto our living area, which is the expansion of the great room and the nook, and it's put us in this position where we can't put the sunroom or the screen-in porch that we would like to put on the back of the house. My concern is, and again, I'm not pointing fingers that there's been another variance granted or anything like that. This is strictly on my wife and my behalf. It doesn't infringe on anything. It backs up to a beautiful farm. That's why we picked it. We picked it also, like I said, far enough away from the neighbors that it wouldn't bother anybody with our dogs. And I've gotten several letters there from other residents that they have no problem with it. There has been one other variance in the neighborhood. I don't know the details of it. And as I said before, I'm here to ask for your consideration for the variance so that we can put this porch on the back of our house. The ignorance of the need for the variance and going through the whole process, nobody but myself and my wife. It would be very easy to stand and say, I was told this, I was told that. That is not true. It never came up, quite honestly, with them. I found out about the variance when I met with Pam, got our estimate, and she said that we would have to apply for a variance at the council. So, not to go ramble on and on, that's my situation.
Can you go down the five criteria for a variance, for granting a variance, those five questions? Would you do that?
Oh, certainly. The uniqueness of the property, the irregular shape of the lot, shallowness in depth in conjunction with the 25-foot BRL forced the home to be placed in its final position, leaving little space to the rear BRL. Two, cannot otherwise be developed. Brighton Homes developed this lot and offered a limited choice of homes to be placed on it. There's only a certain size house that you could put. Our house was the largest house you could put on this lot. It's the Dalton model. The third one, not created by the applicant. I've already addressed that. After listening to the previous person, I'm not going to stand here and say that it wasn't my fault, because listening to what they said, I could see where it was created by me.
Well, sir, I just want to let you know that in order to have a variance granted, each one of these factors has to be met.
Okay.
And the standard here is that it's got to be created by some unusual situation with the property. So, and it's a, you've got to meet them all.
Okay.
I think if we were to expand on question number three, not created by the applicant, we'd have a similar situation as to what we had with some of the other Ryan homes, not just the case before us, but other cases you gentlemen have heard as well, in that the lot's only developed, you know, the county stipulates certain building restriction lines, front, sides, and rear. Unfortunately, builders do offer only a limited amount of homes to be put on certain lots based on elevations within the community, lot size itself, home size itself, following with the conformed guidelines that they have to adhere to developing the neighborhood.
But Ms. McDonald, isn't that part of the development process? When a developer comes in and contracts with a builder, they are given certain guidelines as to what the building envelope is, and they're trying to maximize that as part of the development of that.
Yes.
And then to have folks come in and say, hey, we need to go beyond that, when we have relatively, I mean, this isn't an older community. This is not something that was developed 50 years ago like we sometimes see. This is something that's been developed recently.
Right. It is. You are absolutely correct. It is a relatively new community, and I think what Mr. Lewis was trying to say is that he's willing to accept responsibility for not knowing what a variance was and how it would be needed in this case. But prior to construction of the home, he had no idea that that would be the case if he wanted to build a screen porch.
That's correct.
But at the same time, I'd ask him the same questions I did the other one. You could have placed a home mm-hmm. with a screen porch on that lot, and you would not have needed the variance. Is that correct?
Yes, but I would have been...
Okay, you could have done.
Yes.
That's the same, in all fairness, that's the same question I asked
Absolutely.
The other gentleman.
Yes.
Just
so
as...
You were offered that, and you could have done it. But you elected to put the biggest home you could on that lot, correct?
Yes, sir.
So do you not feel that you created that then? By doing that, you maxed the lot out with the home that you wanted, knowing you'd need a sunroom later or this room because you extended this room and that room.
In retrospect, yes. However, at the time of construction, that was not
right.
something that was to his knowledge.
I was not
but
aware of
yes,
the variance need back there.
Well,
but no, that's
but the other
true.
Gentleman, neither, if you were listening to what he said, because I asked the same question mm-hmm. in all fairness to this gentleman. So you could have done it.
Yes, I could have.
Okay, so that would be, you did create this then, do you feel?
Unknowingly, just as in the
okay,
Abramski
that, that's
case,
all.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unknowingly.
All right, well, thank you. Well, same thing with the other gentleman. But, however,
right.
you could have
When
done
you make
it.
Your house bigger, that's the chance
so
you take.
You took away, in all fairness, to
right.
you know the other person. Okay.
But, again, if the homeowner is not aware with enlarging their house, that they are then, in turn, creating the need for a variance.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a hardship if you didn't get this?
Would it be a hardship?
Sure.
Oh, certainly not. As far as a hardship, maybe I'm misunderstanding
yes,
hardship.
Your question, want versus need, yes, you would be correct. It's a want versus a need.
Okay.
Could
oh, yeah. Yeah, could, I mean, we'll still have the house. We'll still
Right. Could they build a 3-foot screen porch? Sure. Would that be practical?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the maximum that we're allowed to do within the is a 9-foot screen porch. Mm-hmm. And... So no, and as far as a hardship on me, absolutely, it's not going to create a hardship.
Okay.
It's
right.
a want,
All right.
you know.
Okay.
So,
Thank you. Mr. Workman, Mr. Mills,
no questions.
Mr. Chuck,
just,
any further?
Just two very quick ones.
Okay.
Is this lot any different in depth than neighboring properties in the community, or is it around the same size?
It is. Relatively, it's different shape because to the west of it is the easement. To the rear, there's a
swale
that goes down for drainage, and then it goes back up into a tree line.
Well, I guess my question is the actual size of your lot, not what's around it. Is
no,
the size
as far as the lots from my lot. From lot 20, 21, 22, and 23, they're all very similar.
Okay.
And I would imagine Shelley and David from Brighton could probably concur
okay.
with that.
Okay.
And to answer your original question, I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sharp,
sure.
but yes, you are correct. This neighborhood would be an exception, not like the Bay Point community that we just were listening to. I've not encountered any other situations other than one variance that's been granted within the community.
I thought that was
already.
Your testimony at the previous hearing,
mm-hmm.
Ms. McDonald. And if the board were... to deny this variance, how big could you build a screen porch within the building envelope now?
This could be.
Because it looks like from the drawing it would be 16 by 20 is what you're seeking in a 7-foot variance. So it seemed to me you could build one that would be 9 feet deep.
Right.
That would be exactly correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, now we have...
Yes, Brighton Homes.
Brighton Homes mm-hmm. is here. Would you, mm-hmm. sir, would you want to come up then, please? And we'll...
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David Carter, 16356
Place your court, Lewis.
Thank you, and I'll swear you both at the same time.
Sheila Setzer, 18800 Kingsport Lane.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Do you want to begin first, ma'am?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have something that you would...
No, I was just asked to be here. I thought you guys would have questions for us. Basically, I agree with what Mr. Lewis said, that, you know, he built the extensions on his home, and the stamp survey that I have here says he has 18.9 feet from the back of his home to his lot line, taking out the 10-foot setback. He would be left with 8.9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I got. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see then. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions? Excuse me at this time.
So you would agree with Mr. Lewis that the home was expanded?
Right. They added a 4-foot extension in the great room and nook.
The great room and nook.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would that affect the rear building setback?
Yes, by 4 foot.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Riggers, do you have any further questions?
No question.
No question.
Mr. Lewis?
Are you the builder and developer, or just the builder?
I'm the sales assistant.
Okay.
We are just the builder.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, do you have a question?
When was that 4-foot expansion? Was that done by you all, or was that done after it was sold?
We built the 4-foot on the house while it was under construction.
Okay. And one of the things that was in the written materials was that there was an allegation, and I think Mr. Lewis may have testified against it, but or to the contrary, but there was an allegation there that Brighton Homes had misled him into believing that he could build this addition without a variance later. Do you have a position on that? Is that something that happened? Or?
So we have a pre-construction meeting before we break ground and start building the home, and we have the resite at that meeting, which shows the lot lines, the buildable area, which takes in the setbacks, and then how the home sits within the setbacks. And this shows that there was going to be approximately 19 feet between the back of the house and the lot line. The final stamps as the home was built, after the home was built, shows 18.9. But at the time of pre-construction meeting, we review this, where everything is located on here, and the project manager goes over those details in detail. Did that answer your question?
So anything other than what you just stamped as approval, your production manager, right? The original home is within the building restriction lines, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you make sure of that?
Yes, sir.
So anything that the customer does is on their own?
Anything they do after they close with us.
After you sign off on that. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further?
You don't tell them that anything to do afterwards they have to have a variance for?
What we tell them is that this is the buildable area that they have left remaining after we build their home, and that we explain that is the area they can build anything in the future in that area.
Yeah, okay.
In that 9 foot or 8.9.
Without a variance.
Without a variance.
Right.
You
yeah.
did tell them that.
You tell them that. Okay.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, hearing no further questions, do you have anything else you want to add, sir, before I...
I just wanted to add something. Recalling exactly what went on in the meeting, they did go over that, and I think that's where my misunderstanding occurred, is that they said, you know, 18 feet was the amount that we had in the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I assumed that that's how far out I could build. So I didn't take into account the setbacks.
10 foot setback.
Right.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, if we're ready to vote, Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that we learned a lot here tonight with this. I know people that are watching, and also some of the... real estate people tonight, and also contractors and also builders, that once they buy a home or something and they are explained that they're within the BRL, they've got to stay there, and if not, they've got to come before the board for adjustments. And
excuse me.
Mr. Lewis has certainly been honest and upfront with us here, and we appreciate that. That's refreshing. But having said that, I have no other alternative to go by the rules and go by the law. And that dictates to me that you have created your own practical difficulty when you are appearing before this board. That's my opinion. See what my colleagues say to that.
Mr. Workman?
I agree with Mr.
Pickens. Okay. Mr. Retton?
I agree.
Mr. Mills?
I agree.
And I, Mr. Calloway, agree also. So if there's no further discussion and we're in agreeance, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case 11,757, that the hardship or the an exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, and the applicant has said he can develop something at 8.9, I believe, was the 8.9 tenths of a foot porch, so they can develop something else back there.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,757. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, as the applicant stated, he did create the hardship.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Unfortunate situation, but I have to say aye.
Okay, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,757 is denied.